You're a demon, apparently. Chapter 11. You were surprised when you woke up. Those wolf things no doubt did a number on you, and that with the previous damage from the Ursa Minor, and also what you did to yourself getting here, could have easily done you in. Yet, here you were. Alive. Not that being alive felt so great at the moment. To say it hurt would be, well, inaccurate. It hurt to move, hurt to breathe, and not so much as you thought it should, just kind of a constant dull ache. Maybe your nerves were completely shot, meh. Regardless, you were alive, so there was that. Taking a look around, you were in what looked to be a tree. Now that you thought about it, Zecora's place was also a tree. But this had wall-to-wall books with a staircase leading upwards carved into the far side. There were branches and leaves outside the windows, and the faint twitter of birds in what you believed to be the morning sun. You shifted slightly, and felt a familiar tingle run from your foot to your gut. You were in another goddamn circle. Had the cult somehow escaped and found you? And if they had you, then they had Amber and—
Oh god, where's Amber?
Approaching voices snapped you to the present. They were close. With little in the way of options, you played dead. Given how you felt, it was easy. You left one eye cracked open to see what was happening as the door opened. Six ponies entered the room, and your heart sank. The cultists. You could handle them. You had left with reasonably good standing with them, and you could probably bullshit some reason by time, but Pony Team 6? Likely not. And true to your current streak of luck, they were exactly who walked in. They didn't look happy. Bad sign. Although they just seemed to be having an argument. So, good sign. Maybe.
I just don't get why we can't get rid of it and be done already!
Pride Pony snarled. Yeehaw nodded.
As much as I like saving the world again, I got the harvest to think about. And my orders have been simply piling up.
Prissy whined.
Do you know how many birthday parties I have to make up for because of this?
Bounty screamed, shaking purple like a ragdoll.
One?
Wimpy answered.
And I don't need a party if it's too much trouble. It's the principal!
Bounty replied.
Look, I know girls, but we need to know why it resisted the elements before we try again. Because I'm worried that it did something to them, or they could be broken, or maybe it's too powerful for them, or...
This went on for a few minutes, with Purple becoming more frantic and coming with increasingly ridiculous scenarios. A new face appeared. You hadn't seen it immediately because it was much smaller than the ponies, which was saying something, and it was hidden behind Purple. It looked like a purple bipedal lizard of some kind, and it rested a claw on Purple's leg.
Chill, it's not doing anything right now.
Yeah, those Timberwolves really did a number on it.
Yeehaw added.
Is it even alive?
Pride Pony wondered. All eyes turned to you. You tried your best to melt into the floor, but sadly, it didn't work. Lizzie cautiously walked up next to your circle.
Careful, don't break the circle.
Purple warned.
It's the only thing keeping it contained.
Yeah, you wish.
You thought.
That would be broken bones.
The lizard nodded and reached over in the circle and poked your arm. It felt like a light jab from a pencil, and he managed to not react. It poked again with the same result. If he could just manage to keep up the facade, then maybe... The stupid salamander punched you in the side. Exactly where you should be punched the least. Agony bloomed across your chest like a wildfire, and you couldn't contain yourself any longer.
Oh, fuck!
You screamed, sending Lizzie scrambling across the room in a panic as you writhed in pain on the floor. The pain subsided after a moment and you blinked through the tears that had formed. Pony Team 6 had huddled up together, each taking your reaction differently. Purple was cautious, energy pulsing on her horn. Pride was ready to brawl, her wings outstretched. Yeehaw got some rope from... somewhere, and was twirling it around her head. Prissy's horn was also glowing, but she looked less confident about all this. Bouncy was... well, bouncing, with a grin that genuinely made you uncomfortable. And Lizzie was staring you down bravely from behind Purple's legs. Wimpy looked ready to faint.
Don't you move.
Purple finally choked out, sounding far less confident than she'd likely wanted to.
Not that you can. That circle is 10 times stronger than the one that you were summoned with, at a fraction of the size.
She sounded a little prideful at that.
Trust me, moving is the last thing I want to do right now.
You moaned.
Oh. Well, good.
The group relaxed. Slightly. There was a long pause. It was awkward. No one seemed to know what to do. You decided to break the ice with the most important question on your mind.
Where's Amber?
Purple's face darkened.
Recovering. and out of your reach. Yeah.
Pride Pony added.
And we're gonna undo whatever weird mind stuff that you did to her.
Is she gonna be alright?
That seemed to surprise her. She looked to her companions, who shrugged.
Yes?
There was another pause. Suddenly, you started laughing. And crying. Sure, it sent a wave of pain throughout your body, but it was nothing compared to the wave of relief that flooded over you. It overwhelmed your senses, driving you to act like some deranged lunatic on the floor. But it didn't matter. Amber was gonna be okay. Your outburst had unsurprisingly confused the hell out of the ponies and lizard thing. They formed a small huddle, whispering to themselves, and occasionally casting suspicious glances in your direction. As you managed to reel yourself in, Purple approached you.
Why do you care what happens to her?
She asked you bluntly.
Because she's my friend. The only one I've got here.
You immediately replied.
She got hurt because of me.
That seemed to surprise them, as they looked at each other in shock. Then there was more whispering.
You want to make friends?
Wimpy squeaked from the back.
I mean, I'm not against the idea.
Then why the hey didn't you just say so in the beginning?
Ehaw growled. You raised an eyebrow.
Well, considering our relationship started off so gloriously with you trying to flatten me with weaponized rainbows, I didn't think making friends was very high on your priority list.
Suddenly, Pride Pony was in your face.
Because you're a demon! Why would you want to be friends?
She shrieked. If you could raise your arms, you would have facepalmed.
Oh fuck, I almost forgot about I'm not a demon!
You groaned. Prissy laughed nervously.
Oh, well, of course you are. I mean, just look at you!
You glared at her.
Okay, rude. And what's that supposed to mean?
She coughed and looked away instead of replying.
What you mean is that those crazy ponies were trying to summon a demon to overthrow the princesses, and, well, here you are.
Yeehaw piped up.
I ain't seen anything like you before, and you popped out right out of a magic circle. Like popcorn!
Bouncy interjected.
But evil.
And just because they were trying for something, that means that they got it.
You retorted. None of them seemed to know how to respond to that, so you continued.
And even if I am a demon, which I'm not, why do you assume I have some malicious plot? Regardless of what I am, I've been ripped across time and space to a completely alien world, with magical talking horses, bipedal cave dogs, giant sparkly bears, and wolves made out of scrap wood. The only reason I have to stay here is to make sure that Amber's okay. That's it.
Well, the original circle did have a few inaccuracies. Not to mention the inefficient mana use, it could have resulted in a faulty summon and pulled a random creature from a random plane of existence.
Purple half murmured as she rubbed her chin.
And aren't demons supposed to be, like, super duper extra special tough?
Bouncy chimed in as she appeared next to you in a lab coat. She pulled a stethoscope from a pocket and placed it on your forehead.
But all of these bones are crumpled up like used cupcake wrappers.
The others mumbled to themselves, becoming increasingly unsure of the situation.
Are you all seriously buying this?
Pride Pony complained.
It's obviously lying to try and trick us. As soon as we let our guard down, then wham!
She stomped a hoof to punctuate her point. There was a long silence as the group weighed their options.
I believe him.
Wimpy finally said.
What? Why?
Pee-Pee demanded.
It doesn't make sense. Why would he risk coming to us? He can barely move because he's so injured. And how could he possibly gain anything from coming straight to us when he's so vulnerable?
The yellow pony responded calmly, as she stepped between you and the raging Pegasus.
For Amber.
You answered.
Besides, I didn't even know that you were all here. I just knew that there was a town with a hospital here. Amber needed professional help, and that's it. How can I plan to trick you if I didn't even know that you were here?
Pride Pony opened her mouth to retort, but couldn't seem to come up with anything. Instead, she crossed her forelegs and began brooding, which on a small blue horse looked adorable. Purple then cleared her throat.
There's just one thing I don't understand.
She inquired.
When we found you, you and Amber were already bandaged. By some pony who knew what they were doing, by the looks of it.
She looked you up and down.
Not you, obviously.
Rude. But accurate. Your point?
I just want to know who helped you before you got here.
You thought for a moment. Yeah, it would be simple enough to tell them about Sakura, but would she get in trouble?
Why does it matter? Are you gonna punish them or something for aiding and abetting a wanted fugitive?
Purple looks horrified for a moment.
No, I just want to get an idea of what happened, is all.
She seems sincere enough, so You decided to give her what you wanted and told her about the Ursa Minor, Zecora, and the events leading you here. The group listened with mixed expressions. Pride Pony was still fuming in the corner, and Prissy and Yeehaw still looked to be doubtful. Purple listened with reserved attention, while Bouncy and Wimpy and Lizzie seemed to be enraptured.
And the next thing I knew, I woke up here, on the cold, hard floor.
You finished? Seriously, would it have killed you to put a pillow or something here?
Well, we didn't think about it.
Wimpy mumbled.
I can find you one, though. Not that you deserve it!
Pride Pony yelled from across the room, earning a surprisingly intense death glare from Wimpy. The rainbow horse immediately shrunk away and mumbled something that could have been an apology of some kind. Maybe you should rethink calling the dainty Pegasus Wimpy.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Lizzie asked.
Shoot.
Why did you leave Zecora's? It seemed like you were safe there.
I was worried about Amber. Zecora said that she was stable, but I couldn't risk something happening to make her worse. And since I couldn't be left for too long, she wasn't willing to make the trip.
But didn't you say that she left frequently?
Prissy chimed in.
Including when you escaped?
Yeah, but it wasn't for long. About a half an hour at most. Long enough to slip out, but not long enough for a predator to try something.
But then, why would you take the risk of taking her yourself?
Wimpy questioned.
Two wounded creatures would draw in all kinds of predators, so why not wait until you were strong enough to not hurt yourself walking?
You sighed and mentally rubbed the bridge of your nose.
Look, I was worried, desperate, and on some kind of homemade morphine. Critical thought wasn't exactly happening at that point.
Fair enough.
Purple shrugged.
I just hope that Zecora isn't too worried about us,
you said.
Maybe someone should go in.
The door flew open with a slam, and revealed an incredibly pissed off zebra, her crystal blue eyes resembling pinpricks of thinly veiled rage. She addressed the room with a disturbing calm.
If that idiot lives, he's earned quite the bill. That's what he gets for leaving my goodwill.
I can't imagine Zecora being angry at you would be the nicest thing in the world. That'd probably be like going through hell and back. Anywho, let's get on to our heavenly donators. Top donators Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J. Tin Man, Darkside, and Ponyman. Courier Crucii, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, TacoCat598, Raiden, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Roland, Lightning Blitz, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tall Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Endurai63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Kedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, Divity Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vazuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plunkart, A Crazy Person, and Ponyman365. Thank you all very much for watching this video, live life to the fullest, and if a truck passes by your house, man, I am sorry about the noise.